stay tuned for Brother Johnson's News Behind the News.
Do you not see the hand of mine upon man and upon the earth? Do you not see that the end times are here, that the coming of my son is very close?
Oh, friend out there in Radio Land, the divine pleading of the Holy Spirit, it is not that the end times are coming. The end times are here, friend.
Hi, this is Sister Sharon. Welcome to Signs International Radio. Brother Johnson, I think this is another glorious day, and we're going to look into the word glory in our Bibles one more time. I think we shall see the vision in Luke 2:9 again real soon with Jesus in the midst. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. Revelation 21, 23, 24, and 26 speaks of the glory of the New Jerusalem. What a beautiful sight that will be. And the city had no light of the sun, neither of the moon, to shine in it. For the glory of God did lighten it, and the Lamb is the light thereof. And the nations of them which are saved shall walk in the light of it. And the kings of the earth do bring their glory and honor into it. And they shall bring the glory and honor of the nations into it. I don't know about you, but I sure do have a respect for that word, glory.
Amen.
Now here is your host, Brother Johnson, God's Watchman.
Get ready, Jesus is coming very soon. Well, glory, Sister Sharon. Praise the Lord, my friends, as we expose the false tonight. Are you ready to hear about the truth on the Prophecy Power Half Hour? And please know that the I Am has sent Brother Johnson and Sister Sharon unto you, amen. This True Truth God-ordained program is spiritual, and as such, we need your support in prayers, tithes, love gifts, and offerings. We believe one person can make a difference. So if you also believe that, won't you partner with us? Just pray about becoming a signed spiritual sponsor. The need is great. This ministry always needs your help. We only have a few that support it. Write box 122 today, won't you? Bless you, my friends. Attention, Signs listeners, important announcement. WWCR is changing my Wednesday night frequency to 9350 for the summertime. So next Wednesday night, March 13th, Signs will be on 9350 at the normal time, 7 to 7:30 p.m. Eastern. You calculate your time. Now for another last day's end times quick Bible study from the original King James Bible titled, Will Not God Clothe You? Matthew chapter 24, verse 15. When ye therefore shall see the abomination of desolation, spoken of by Daniel the prophet, stand in the holy place. Whosoever readeth, let him understand. Watchman comment. Let me say this. Whosoever heareth, let him understand. This is the key event we are waiting for in these last days that will shake the earth and precede the day of the Lord. Amen. The word abomination here represents a foul and desperate thing pertaining to idols and idolatry. Idolatry, of course, is the worship of idols, as we all know. But did you know? Another meaning of idolatry is excessive devotion to or reverence for some person or thing, which perfectly describes the abomination of desolation. The word desolation means to make desolate, to make uninhabitable, to lay to waste, to devastate. Now, my dear listening friends, if you think you are not in the last days, you have not taken a good look around you, as living in today's world is becoming more and more difficult every day. Most people can no longer control their own lives and are becoming more and more dependent on governmental programs to be able to have a place to live and not starve. There is only two ways in today's world that you can depend on to keep you. One is depending on government programs, and in the process, eventually take 666, the mark of the world beast system, and end up in hell. Or the other way is to give your life over to Jesus Christ and depend on Him as your Savior and Lord, to be Jehovah Jireh, your provider, and end up in heaven. Matthew chapter 6, verse 30. Wherefore, if God so clothe the grass of the field, which today is and tomorrow is cast into the ocean, shall He not much more clothe you, O ye of little faith? So get right and get ready, for the day of the Lord is at hand. Prepare ye the way of the Lord. my friends. 9.
And God said, I am that I am. And he said, thou shalt not say unto the children, I am has sent me unto you.
I am has sent me unto you. Welcome to Signs International Ministries. On these programs, you will hear prophetic words, preaching, and prophecy news behind the news updates. Now, prophecies by our signs ministers.
The Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters, and God said,
let there be light.
Says the Father God, as the wind blows the clouds in and blows them away, so shall it be in the days of the end, the last times the signs are being revealed to men. These signs come in and are revealed, and then they go away again. And man pays not attention to them. He pays not attention to the signs that are coming upon the earth, for he wishes not to understand them. But I say unto you, there are those of mine who do understand them. There are those of mine who see the signs and pay attention. And they look at them, and they understand, and they are ready to serve me. They have come before me, and they have paid attention. They have studied my word. They have listened to what it has to say to them. They have applied it to their lives and to the doorposts of their house. And they have fully committed to me, says the Father God. And I have fully committed to them. For my remnant is important to me. And I tell you this, that in the last days my remnant shall stand, saith the Lord.
Now, do you believe me when I say the false church has set its course, but the true truth believers have also set their course? The kingdom of God is at hand, our friends. Thomas in Esther, Missouri, and Ray, New York, have in the Spirit of the Lord sent their WOW, W-O-W, Walk on Water, love gift, to sponsor tonight's program. Thank you, our friends. Please know that each signs program must support itself in order to remain on the air. I pray, Lord, you will bless all those who help sponsor tonight's program. And please, Lord, touch those who can send help for March, Lord. And also, Lord, I pray you will bless all those listening on this program, your program, Lord. Please touch them with your true truth. Amen and amen. Now, our friends, please stay tuned throughout this program for a devotional at the end that will help keep you informed, titled, America, Oblivious to the Darkness. Now the prophecy news behind the news, with my spirit-filled and spirit-led biblical perspective, you get only on Signs Radio Programming. Watchman Shofar. This is the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, and you are listening to the prophecy news behind the news. But first, before the news, let's finish up part 3 and the last part of the Malachi prophecy on the last pope.
Is Malachi describing the end of the Catholic Church or the end of the world? Is Peter the Roman the last pope who will follow the current pontiff, Benedict XVI?
Saint Malachi claims that he had a spiritual experience one day, and while in a trance, God showed him all of the popes that would exist from his time until the last pope. Malachi was given a prophecy of 112 popes. Well, the Benedictine order has been powerful in the Roman Catholic Church for a long time, and it has a symbol you may be interested to know, and by now you've guessed it. The symbol of the Benedictine order is the olive. So he chose the glory of the olive. He, now that he's the Pope representing the Benedictine order. So the question has to be asked, are we right now watching the 111th Pope? Now the prophecy says that in the days of the 112th Pope, Rome will be destroyed. Well, I don't know what to say about the prophecies of St. Malachi. I don't know whether I believe in them or don't. I'm simply telling you that if this is coincidence, it's very coincidental. But I do know this. The Bible says that right at the time of the Battle of Armageddon, the city of Rome is going to be destroyed. And that's what it says happens at the 112th Pope. Now, it's really interesting that this pope just elected was elected at the age of 75. The cardinals chose an older pope on purpose because Pope John Paul II had ruled the church for so long that he had totally changed the texture of the church. They felt like they did not want a pope that would rule for a long time, so they picked a man 75 years of age. Today, he's 76 years of age. So how long will he rule? If, in fact, he is the next to the last pope, and all the other signposts that we're talking about today are coming to pass right now, then perhaps St. Malachi was on to something. Perhaps the next pope will be the last pope. Now remember, in the St. Malachi prophecy, it says the last pope will be Peter the Roman. Now whatever that means, apparently he's going to be a person from Italy. We've had two popes in a row not from Italy, the first two popes not from Italy in 455 years. All of a sudden, it looks like if St. Malachi's prophecy is correct, and I can't tell you whether it is or not, it's not biblical, it's just something that happened. But if in fact it is correct, after this pope, the next pope elected will preside over the destruction of the city of Rome. Several times in the book of Revelation, Rome is referred to as Mystery Babylon. Revelation 17, Mystery Babylon is called the City of Seven Hills. Rome is the City of Seven Hills. And the destruction of the city of Rome is mentioned several times in the book of Revelation. And that's what St. Malachi said. So here we are. You got St. Malachi's word, which you have to take with a grain of salt. But you got the Bible that you can take to the bank. And it's telling us, you and me, that we're getting closer and closer to the second coming.
Let's continue on now with the news behind the news. U.S. Air Force releases terrifying video of tiny flybots that can hover, stalk, and even kill targets. The U.S. Air Force is developing tiny unmanned drones that will fly in swarms, hover like bees, crawl like spiders, and even sneak up on unsuspecting targets and execute them with lethal precision. The Air Force official said they have already produced tiny remote control prototypes, but they consume so much power they can only operate for a few minutes. Watchman comment, my, that few minutes just might be long enough. Long enough for a what? Long enough for a kill, my. Continuing. Vaccine-induced strokes on the rise among young people. The omission of vaccines from studies as a possible factor is both negligent and irresponsible, considering that vaccines have been recently linked to causing narcolepsy, autoimmune disorders, and various other chronic health problems. Dr. Andrew Molan, a Canadian doctor, actually discovered back in 2001 that vaccines can induce microvascular strokes in some people, though none of the journals or medical organizations he submitted his research to would publish these shocking findings. As it turns out, vaccines cause the body's natural immune system to hyperreact to the injection of foreign particle matter, which prompts a massive release of white blood cells. And these white blood cells, which are too large to enter the bloodstream, surround capillaries and actually clog or collapse them, leading to what are essentially microstrokes. Continuing. Mysterious new disease striking young women. Symptoms mimic demonic possession. More disturbing evidence of vaccine-induced brain damage are emerging in the U.S. as primarily young women are increasingly developing a mysterious autoimmune condition known as anti-NMDA receptor encephalitis that exhibits symptoms similar to demonic possession. According to a recent report, young women who develop the condition may act normally 1 minute and the next minute develop extreme paranoia or an inability to control their limbs, which experts admit is a result of antibodies attacking the brain, causing swelling and inflammation. The mainstream media, of course, continually refers to anti-NMDA receptor encephalitis as a mysterious condition with no cause or cure. But further investigation into the inflammatory disease exposes vaccines as a likely cause of the condition, as it turns out, can even occur in young boys. Continuing. Chip maker Freescale Semiconductor has created the world's smallest ARM-powered chip designed to push the world of connected devices into surprising places. Announced recently, the Kinetis KL02 measures just 1.9 by 2 millimeters. Very small. It's a full microcontroller unit, MCU, meaning that the chip supports a processor, RAM, ROM, clock, and I/O control unit, everything a body needs to basically be a tiny computer. The KL02 has 32K of flash memory, 4K of RAM, a 32-bit processor, and peripherals like 12-bit analog to digital converter. Watchman comment? Another really good possibility of a human 666 mark of the beast. Continuing. You won't believe this. It is being reported that flu shots during pregnancy have led to a 4,250% increase in fetal deaths. For years, the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, CDC, has maintained that the combined influenza vaccine, which was first administered during the 2009 H1N1 pandemic flu season, Watchman comment, the flu pandemic that actually wasn't, continuing, is perfectly safe and actually encouraged for pregnant women. But a new study published in the Journal of Human and Environmental Toxicology reveals that following the mass administration of the untested dual vaccine, which contains the mercury-based preservative Thimerosal, miscarriages and stillbirths among pregnant women who received it skyrocketed by an astounding 4,250%, which was seen only during the 2009 pandemic flu season. In the years before, as well as in the years after, rates of the miscarriages and stillbirths were far lower, pointing to the combined vaccine as the probable culprit. And also this, Merck scientists have introduced a new drug to the meat industry, Zilmax. This drug bulks up cattle in the last few weeks of their lives, bringing in more revenue for feedlot owners. Four major meat companies now use Zilmax, including Tyson Foods, JBS SA, Cargill, and National Beef Packing Company. Reportedly, Cargill resisted Zilmax for years, but finally got on board to keep up with the market. The World Anti-Doping Agency banned the drug for human consumption, so Merck rebranded the drug Zilmax and started selling it to feedlots as a growth stimulant. Watchman comment, Well, if it was banned for human consumption, and they're now feeding it to beef, and people are eating the beef, why shouldn't it be banned from that also? Because that's human consumption. Continuing. And there is even more. Epidemic of prescription drug death hits New York City. Over the past 16 years, the rate of drug overdose from prescription opioid drugs skyrocketed sevenfold in New York City. In fact, researchers from Columbia's Mailman School of Public Health call it nothing less than an epidemic. The people overdosing are mostly white residents of New York City who have the money to visit doctors who, it turns out, often provide the prescriptions of these too often deadly drugs. The epidemic in drug deaths has been driven entirely by prescription pain reliever overdoses, even in neighborhoods where residents are high income. Watchman comment, my. What did I tell you about these doctors being drug pushers? These guys are legal drug dealers. That's what they are. They don't heal you. There's no healing involved. Just like you can't take a street drug and be healed. Eventually, it'll get you. Continuing. Obama using computer-generated Twitter bots to create appearance of social media support for gun control. All those Twitter messages that appear to represent millions of people who support President Obama's gun control agenda. Yeah, that's right. Many of those are bot-driven. A bot is a computerized program that goes all over the internet and put things on the internet. In other words, they're fake. That's what a Republican congressman from Texas is alleging anyway. He says the president's entire gun control narrative is a fraud being perpetrated over one of the world's busiest social media sites. Watchman comment, I assume from the report that was talking about Twitter, but I wonder just how many of the other sites like Facebook, etc., are now invaded with these false postings. Continuing, homosexuality is a ticking time bomb for the Catholic Church. That is the explosive claim of a former friar who says more than half of the new recruits are gay. Mark Dowd, who is now a journalist, says gay men are massively overrepresented within the church. Openly gay Dowd also blasts culture of secrecy and guilt and repression. Ex-Dominican friar insists half of those attracted into seminaries are gay. Continuing, a new report says Obama reads scripture each morning, reflecting upon it and applying biblical teachings to his personal and professional actions. The report also says Obama is the leader of the free world and he's a practicing Christian who believes that faith is immensely important in his daily life. Watchman comment, no bigger lie has ever been spoken unless you think of old sneaky snake Satan as he invaded the Garden of Eden. Continuing. DHS has built domestic surveillance technology into predator drones. Homeland Security specifications say drones must be able to detect whether a civilian is armed. The U.S. Department of Homeland Security has customized its Predator drones, originally built for overseas military operations, to carry out at-home surveillance tasks that have civil libertarians worried, identifying citizens carrying guns and tracking their cell phones, government documents show. Unmanned Predator B drones are primarily used to patrol the United States' northern and southern borders. Homeland Security's Predator B drone can stay in the air, conducting surveillance for 20 hours. Watchman's Shofar. This is the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, and you are listening to the prophecy news behind the news. Stay tuned for a devotional titled America, Oblivious to the Darkness. Now, my dear listening friends, you can send a check or money order made out to Signs or cash if you wish to remain anonymous and then just leave your return address off. Whichever way you do it is okay. Just don't forget to pray over it and then send it out. God is able to get it through to me, is he not? Amen. And please also pray for others to give as you have. If you are ready to write and send your support, here is that address. S-I-G-N-S, P.O. Box 122. The town is spelled L-I-S-L-E. The state, abbreviate N-Y. Zip 1-3-7-9-7. Sharon and I will be looking forward to being blessed by your letter of support for March in Post Office Box 122 this week. And it always is a blessing, my friends, for us to hear from our listeners. God bless you. Now a devotional to help keep you informed, titled America, Oblivious to the Darkness. My friends, it is not too hard to see, for those who adhere to light and truth, what our present day is all about. Check it out in John chapter 3, verses 19 and 21, chapter 8, verse 32 and 36. Our day has become so dark, so deviant, so lawless, and yes, dependent, that the average Joe or Jane is totally oblivious to divine reality, eternal truths, and moral absolutes. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 3 and 4, Ephesians chapter 2, verses 1 and 2, chapter 6, verse 12, 1 John chapter 2, verses 15 through 17. Today, absolutes are so twisted out of proportion, and words and morals are redefined as to make legitimate lawlessness and godlessness. Good is called evil, and evil is called good. Such were the days in which Isaiah the prophet spoke about, and here we are today with the very same spirit at work in our nation, Isaiah chapter 5, verse 20. My dear listening friends, our day is only going to get worse until we, as a nation, finally implode on ourselves. Galatians chapter 6, verse 7, we will reap what we have sown. Lawlessness and moral relativism are now the dominant ideology of our land. We indeed, as a nation, have apostatized not just from Almighty God and His Word, but from moral absolutes as well. Indeed, America has apostatized spiritually as well as morally. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 3. The result of this apostasy is very evident today throughout our U.S. culture and society, and its lawless effects have decimated, both spiritual and socially, our children and our land. So, get ready. The day of the Lord is at hand, my friends. Get right with God while you still can. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto you, my friends, and unto the churches. Now are preached all their call in a church service.
Call on the Lord, my cry is to you, call on the Lord. Call on Jesus, and thou shalt be saved. Call on him now. Pray with me this prayer right now. Say, Jesus, Lord Jesus, come into my heart. Come into my heart and cleanse me from my sin. Lord, I receive you as my Savior by truth. And I know, God, that you are speaking to my heart. I receive you. Lord, I thank you for salvation in Jesus' name. If you prayed that prayer, you have Jesus in your heart. Please contact the address of this radio broadcast. Please get in touch. Send us a card. Let us know. We want to rejoice with you. For friend, even the angels in heaven rejoiced as you've made Jesus Christ your Lord this day. Amen and amen.
My friends, because this program is listener-supported, that is the only biblical way it can stay on the air. The address to send your response as God touches your heart to give will be spoken in just a moment. Get ready for that, as each program must have sponsors. So when you write, please mention the program you are sponsoring. But first, please tune in this coming Wednesday night. Attention, new frequency, 9350. New frequency, Wednesdays, 9350. At 7 p.m. Eastern, you calculate your time. Now, here are two letters sent to Signs, P.O., Box 122, Lyle, LISLENY, 13797. Pray for me and my wife. Jesus is coming very soon. Your brother in Christ, Lewis, New York. And he enclosed a love gift. Brother Johnson replies, thank you, my dear friend. God will bless you for your obedience to his touch. Father, you know the needs here, and I pray you will hear this brother's prayers and mine. Amen and amen. Bless him, Lord. Amen. And this letter, Brother Johnson, enclosed is a contribution for your program. I listen mostly on 4840 Saturday shortwave. Many blessings to you in all that you do. Your friend in Christ, Bill in Michigan. Brother Johnson replies, thank you, my brother, for supporting Saturdays, 4840. May you be greatly blessed of the Lord. Amen. One of my Canadian friends called my record line asking if I would sell one of his inventions on this program. And it sounded like a good one, but I cannot sell anything as God has told me I am not to do that on his program. So if you are listening, my friend, I am sorry. Sounds like a good item, and I think truly that someone will be able to help you market your invention, but I cannot. This program can only be supported by the biblical love gifts of its listeners. Maranatha. Now, my friends, I am about to give you my virtual recorder number, slow enough for you to write it down, or you can even dial it as I say it. Please get your phone or your pen and paper ready. Here it comes very slowly. 1 6 0 7 2 0 1 5 6 6 3. Thanks for your letters and calls, our friends, and for being with us tonight on Signs International Radio. As we are there every time for you, we bless you for being there for us. Get ready, the day of the Lord is at hand. Signs listeners are truly the best, and we are blessed. God has put us together. Always remember, Signs Radio cannot stay on the air without your support. And also, please remember, you truly are loved.
I love you. I love you.
I love you.
I love you.
I love you.
And I love you.
Maranatha, Watchman's Shofar.
Prepare ye the way of the Lord. Jesus is coming. The day of the Lord is at hand. get ready, get ready, get ready. Amen.